And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Colleen Bridger. In my role as public health director, I talk about things that make people uncomfortable, like sex. Death, that's another thing that makes people uncomfortable. While it doesn't evoke blushes and stammers, death, like sex, isn't something we talk about in polite company, but we should. Dying is a natural part of life. Death is the one absolute common denominator we all share, regardless of our income, our political affiliation, or religious beliefs. And yet, we deny its existence, we fear its inevitability, and when confronted with it, the vast majority of us will fight it. Even if the odds are stacked against us, we will fight it tooth and nail, to the point that our lives are reduced to a miserableness that we wouldn't wish on our enemies. When did staying alive become more important than living? Sure, some people will beat the odds, but by definition, most won't. Knowing when to fight and when to celebrate life and death is a hard call to make, and we need to rely on our doctors to help us make that decision. Yet often physicians are too focused on the latest experimental treatment or feel like a referral to hospice is admitting defeat rather than preparing the family for the next phase of their loved one's life. What would you do if you were given a terminal diagnosis? Now, while you're healthy and unafraid, is the time to think about that. Talk with your family so they know your wishes and can support your decisions. Never give up is a great slogan for life. Dying peacefully, surrounded by friends and family after having lived life to its absolute fullest is not giving up. Death is inevitable, and facing death while we're still alive is one of life's greatest gifts. This is Colleen Bridger.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.